Good morning, church. I trust that you're doing well.
各位早上好，相信你们做得很好。
All the spiritual food that we giving to you, I trust it will make you a strong man.
一切我给你们的属灵食物呢，相信你们成为一个刚强的人。
Everything that has gone out has been God's blessing for our lives, and because we hear right, the people will live right.
一切所发生的都看到神的祝福在我们的生命。
I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah 61.
那么打开呢，以赛亚书的61章。
Let's read 4 verses there.
那么读四个章节。
So that we can see what actually happens.
所以我们看见呢，在那里发生了什么。
When those who are in Zion are touched by the God of Zion.
当然在锡安的人被锡安的神所触摸。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted.He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn in Zion, and grant to those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called the oak of righteousness.
Isaiah 61章第一节开始，主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被辱的得释放，被囚的得出监牢，报告耶和华的恩典和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀人，吃华冠以西安悲哀人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
We're living in a new day.
我们活在新的日子。
We're living in a new hour.
活在这新的时刻。
Which requires new men.
需要新的人。
New family structure.
新的家庭。
New financial policies must be redrawn.
然后一些财务的那些东西都要重新的被设立。
When everything has become new.
当一切都变成新的之后呢？
The effects of what is new.
那新的东西它的效果
will tell us how far we are behind technology.
告诉我们呢，我们落后了的科技几多啊？
The different features of the camera.
就是讲到啊，这个不同的那种层面科技。
They are expensive, but when you assemble a good camera, it gives you good pictures.
或者是个好很好的照相机呢，它会给你很好的图片。
In the first days, we had a small roller, and we click and send the film to be washed, and then we choose from there, and that's how we went. But now you can click, edit, do everything all in the same go.
在以前日子呢，我们还有那种塑胶的软片啊，那种来拍照。现在的日子呢，我们都可以啊，不断的编辑我们的照所拍的影片。
I don't have to teach you technology, but you know it's advancing faster than any one of us.
这些讲到科技了，它比我们更先进了，每一个人。
The Bible tells us that when the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, meaning the Holy Spirit and the Father lives in me.
圣经讲到，当神的灵在我身上，意思是说。天父跟圣灵住在我里面。
It's not a verse everyone can claim for themselves.
不是每个人都可以这样说的。
Isaiah 61 ministries.
以赛亚61章的事工。
I want to let you know a secret.
我让你知道一个秘诀。
Because it's what Jesus built in his house that he sent out.
就是耶稣在他家中所建造的，他要差遣出去。
It was the disciples he chose for himself, and he trained them. He was confident to send them out.
他所训练的门徒呢，他有这个信心差遣他们出去。
All nations sanctuary, I'm confident.
万国圣殿，我对你们有这个信心。
That you are God's choice instrument.
你是神所拣选的器皿。
So don't get yourself stuck in destiny.
不要让你呢陷在这个旅程的网罗中。
Go through with all your heart, soul, and strength.
要全心全意的走完这个路程。
Labor with me like father and son.
就好像跟我一样的同工。
Let God come and strike the land with a curse.
要让神呢来咒诅这个土地
，or with a flood，
或者是用洪水。
The flood waters have come to reach more。
这个水灾洪水呢要来了麻坡。
Not because I didn't pray，
不是说我没有祷告
，but because it was coming as a sign and a warning。
因为它来呢，来是带着一个征兆和一个警告。
If we're too lazy，
如果我们太懒散
，we can lose the whole government。
我们可以失去整个政府。
We're too lazy，
如果我们太懒散
，we almost lost our parliament。
我们差一点失去我们的国会。
God is not merciful.
神没有怜悯。
we'll never be able to recover in the next 20 years.
如果神没有怜悯我们接下去20年呢都不能够恢复过
来。But we break the curse of the enemy.
但是我们要破除仇敌的咒诅。
We say he has no power, no right.
我们说仇敌没有力量，没有权力。
He is not a legitimized tenant either.
他们也不是合法的居住者。
And the devil needs to be pushed away.
魔鬼呢必须被赶出去。
There's one major scripture that tells us that if you and I connect ourselves financially accurately,
如果我们呢在财务方好好的跟神来联系的话
then God will destroy the destroyer.
然后神呢会毁灭
He will subdue the destroyer.
毁灭呢这些偷吞吃者
It's a clear insurance policy.
就好像一个保险的保
单 God said, you do this, I'll prove me now and test me now.
神说你这样行出来你来 证明我试试我
God don't need to be afraid to be challenged.
神不害怕受到挑战。
You know who he is.
他知道他是谁。
So what is needed is this.
所以所需要的就是呢。
When the Spirit of God is upon him as one person is upon me, and because God has anointed me.
因为当神的灵在我身上，因为神呢已经膏抹了我。
You need to be careful how you do that.
你必须很小心当你这样做的时候。
Because the Spirit of the Lord.
因为神的灵。
Is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
God.
神。
Is the Father.
是天父。
Upon me.
在我身上
Who is me, Jesus?
我是谁呢？这边讲到我是耶稣。
So the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That means the Spirit of the Lord and God is upon me.
主耶和华的灵，他的灵呢，跟他自己在我身上。
And he says, because he has anointed me.
因为他已经用膏了我。
So God anoints us.
所以神膏抹了我们。
We start the function.
我们开始这样的操作。
Another measure of the Spirit comes upon our life.
然后另外一个属灵的层面呢，又临到我们的生命。
That's why we realize that Ezekiel opened up the revelation of the river flowing in the east of the temple.
所以呢，以西结就打开这个启示，就是这个河流在这圣殿的东流下来。
What an amazing God we serve.
我们所侍奉的神是何等的奇妙。
I say, what an amazing God we serve.
我说我们所侍奉的神是何等的奇妙。
Because when God gives you an anointing is to do work.
因为当神膏抹你的时候呢，是要你做工。
The healing anointing is to deal with sickness.
那么医治的恩膏呢，就是要对付疾病。
The teaching anointing is for you to know the truth.
教导恩膏让你明白真理。
But every one of these anointing has dimensions of their own.
这些恩膏呢，都有它个别的层面。
In more than anything else, the Bible says Jesus built the people who were broken-hearted and afflicted.
耶稣所要建立的就是那些呢心灵破碎的人。
To bring the good news to the afflicted, in verse the third line, He sent me to bind up the broken-hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners.
他说呢，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
So God is working upon His people.
所以神在他子民当中做工。
Because the anointing is upon him.
因为恩膏在他身上。
And when you walk in the fullness of the dominant anointing, God will add another measure.
当你行走在呢充满灵的恩膏呢，神就加添给你另外一个层面。
And another measure.
另外一个衡量的层面。
That's why because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted, send me to bind up the brokenhearted. So the news, good news is to the afflicted.
所以呢，好的信息呢，是给那些呢谦卑的人，那些
伤心的人。Those of them were broken heart because they have no more hope.
那些破碎的心灵破碎的，因他们失去了盼望。
But God sent the Holy Spirit to put hope in our hearts.
但是神差遣圣灵把盼望放在我的生命。
Freedom to the captives.
然后呢，使被掳的得释放，得自由。
So the captives are those who have been captured.
那些受到捆绑的很久了的
and they imprisoned against their will
他们在监牢里面呢不能够行出他们自由的意志
but proclaim liberty to the captives
然后报告被掳的得释放
and freedom to prisoners
被囚的出监牢
so we are not a captive
所以我们不再是被掳的被捆绑了
because they hold you back against your will
因为他们好像意志上受到捆绑
Prisoners have to finish their sentence and the judicial papers arrive, they are free to leave.
这个囚犯呢，啊，必须坐监牢，然后坐满了才可以得自由。
I want to challenge you because this is what's going to happen in Zion. God is going to bring one from the north, one from the south, one may be sick, another one may be well, another one may be rich or poor.But he puts all of them together, but he handpicks the arrows.
然后这个神所发生在西安的神会从东西南北的召集那些人来，有些是好的，有些软弱，有些刚强的，但是神自己会拣选他的箭头。
God anointed him for a purpose.
神膏抹他来是为了一个目的。
The anointing is a power to finish the assignment.
这个恩膏呢，乃是要完成神的使命。
It will break the yoke of the enemy.
它要破除敌人的围。
You push back the powers of darkness over people's lives.
然后赶出呢，这个黑暗的势力在人的生命。
This season you're going to change.
这个时刻你要改变。
You're going to have so much love in your heart for the souls of men that you'll cry, you'll pray, you'll push, you lay down your life for the call.
你要心中呢充满了对那世上灵魂的爱，你要不断的祷告呼求，直到你看到他们得救。
To bring good news to the afflicted, that means good news words that come out from your mouth that changes lives.
那些呢，把好信息传给那些受捆绑的人，所以你口中所发出的。
Send me to bind the brokenhearted.
能够医好了伤心的人。
Oh, the heart is broken because there's no hope.
因为他们伤心呢，他们破碎了，因为没有盼望了。
They are just bound.
他们受到捆绑了。
They're heartbroken, but they're bound.
他们心就是破碎了，然后受到捆绑。
When people are bound, we cannot impose more and more restrictions on them.
当人们受到捆绑的时候，我们不可以再加更多的限制给他们。
Prisoners are serving a sentence; they can be pardoned.
然后呢，在这做监牢的囚犯呢，他们可以得到赦免。
Captive held against their own will to go where they want to go.
他们不能够自由去到他们要去的地方。
And the Bible says to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
要报告耶和华的恩年、喜年。
Do you know whenever you see devil,
当你看到魔鬼
written in scripture, the time is also mentioned there.
然后每次讲到他的时候，时间呢，啊，也是被提到。
Because today is a special day.
因为今天是特别的日子。
It's God's day.
还是神的日子。
To bless His people.
来祝福他的子民。
It's a day for you to remember.
那个这个日子让你们明白。
And He will bring all kinds of people.
他会带领一切的人。
You must learn to work with them.
你必须懂得怎样跟他们同工。
So that you form a proper team.
然后能成立一个啊团队。
So our afflicted people are healed.
所以那些呢受捆绑的人得医治。
The brokenhearted are mended.
那些伤心的人得医好。
Their heart can dream again.
他们的心可以再一次的梦想。
To comfort all who mourn in Zion, to grant to those who mourn in Zion a garland of ashes instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of the spirit of fainting.
安慰一切悲哀人，赐华冠以西安，悲哀人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美油代替忧伤之礼。
The mantle of praise instead of the spirit of fainting, so they will be called the oak of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified.
赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们成为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Let me tell you how this thing works.
那我告诉你们呢，这些东西怎样行出来。
If you watch this way the scripture says,
如果你看呢，这圣经所讲的
，The Zion is an important place to assemble anybody and everybody.
啊，这个西安呢，就是聚集人们聚会的地方。
Because God will select.
因为神在那边要拣选。
And He's going to bring good news.
他要带来好的消息。
He hope.
他盼望。
Liberty to the captives.
他这就是释放被掳的得释放。
Freedom for the prisoners.
被囚的出监牢。
I believe if when we raise quality people like this,
我相信当我们兴起这样有素质的人的时候呢
the anointing and the presence of God in Zion will increase.
神的恩膏还有神的灵的层面将要增加在西安。
They were not asking for money.
他们不是要求金钱。
If you look at all these verses, there is nothing about money.
这讲到这些章节呢，都没有讲到金钱。
Because in Isaiah 60, they've been blessed crazy with money.
因为在以赛亚六十章呢，他们已经大大的受到金钱的祝福了。
I'm telling you.
但是我告诉你们。
Resources,
资源
special ways,
会特别的方式。
All right, that's why the Bible says in chapter 60, verse 6, a multitude of camels will cover you. The young camels of Medan and Ephah, all those who from Sheba will come. They will bring frankincense, gold, and they will bear the good news of the praise of the Lord. And all the flock of Kedar will be gathered together.To my house, the rams of Nebaioth will minister to you. They will go up with acceptance on my altar, and I shall glorify my glorious house. All these things is talking about money. Look in verse 99. Surely the coastlands wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons and daughters from afar, for their silver and their gold with them, so that the name of the Lord your God, for the Holy One of Israel, because He has glorified you.
在以赛亚书的第六十章的第四节开始呢，讲到这些这金银财宝、这些财务上的祝福，然后万国啊都要来祭我们的光辉，然后澄清的啊骆驼啊这些等等黄金乳香，他们都要来到神的来到神的家。
Chapter 60 is for you.
第六十章是神给我们的应许。
Chapter 61 talks about us going out to change the world.
第六十一章讲到我们要出去改变世界。
The scripture in Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
以赛亚书六十一章讲到耶和华的灵在我身上。
That's the first verse in Isaiah.
这是以赛亚第一个。
Chapter 61.
六十一章第一节。
But look at the last verse in the scripture.
但是我们看最后一个章节。
In Isaiah 61 verse 11.
在以赛亚书的六十一章第十一节。
For the earth brings forth its sprout, and as a garden causes all things sown into it to spring up, so the Lord God will rain righteousness and peace to spring up in all the nations.
田地怎样使白骨发芽，园子怎样使所种的发生，主耶和华照样使公义和赞美在万民中发出。
So the scripture is very clear.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
It starts with the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
它从呢耶和华的灵在我身上开始。
And then from me it goes to they.
从我开始到他们。
In verse 4 of chapter 61.
六十一章的第四节呢。
Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins.
他们必建造已久的荒场。
They will raise up a former devastations.
建立先前荒凉之处。
They will repair the ruined cities.
重修历代荒凉之城。
The desolation of many generations.
重修历代荒凉之城。
Who are they?
他们是谁？
These are the ones found in verse 1 to verse 3.
这些人呢，从第一节到第三节开始找到的。
Those who come to Zion.
那些来到锡安的。
God give them garland instead of ashes because they're champions.
神给他们赞美衣呢，因为他们乃是冠军。
They reach their full potential.
他们也来到了他们完全的潜能。
And then the Bible says the oil of gladness instead of ashes.
然后讲到这喜乐油代替悲哀。
Instead of mourning.
他们再也不悲哀。
God gives us joy, peace.
神给他们赞美衣代替忧伤之礼。
In our hearts.
在我们的心中。
Because we've been changed in Zion.
因为我们在锡安被改变。
And when Zion has changed the people,
当在锡安呢，人们被改变之后呢
？Instead of this, is given that, but it's always God is giving better and better, better.
神的给的我们的东西呢，是更好、更加好的。
But the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of darkness is coming from up to down.
然后这个世上的国度呢，还有这个天上的国度呢
？We are going from down to up.
我们来是从下面去到上面。
We are seated far above principalities and powers.
我们来是高过一切掌权的、执政的。
Too far for them to catch up.
他们再也捕捉不到我们地上的国度。
Too far that they left behind.
他们呢又落后我们很远。
Because our enemies have no part in what God is doing.
因为神所做的，我们的敌人不能够参与我们。
So you can see, it starts with me and finishes with the nations.
所以呢，从我开始，然后在国家结束。
I hope your heart is big enough.
我相信你们的心呢，还要敞开。
To let the Spirit of the Lord God be upon you.
让主的灵呢，在你身上。
That you will pick up your dominant anointing and function effectively in Zion, so that all those who mourn in Zion will change.
然后你会呢，拿起你在锡安的那个领导的恩膏，使到一切在锡安痛苦的，他们就要改变。
The experience in Zion was very rich.
他们在锡安所经历的东西是很丰盛的。
So for everything negative that the devil gave, God gave the positive.
一切魔鬼给我们负面的东西，神给我们正面的。
To bring good news to the afflicted.
把好消息带给那些谦卑的人。
Imagine this word of grace that can change people's life.
你想象呢，这个恩典的话语可以改变人的生命。
He said, "Behold, this is the word of grace."
这个就是恩典的话语。
Which will accelerate the saint and bring him to his inheritance quickly.
加速呢，使得圣徒很快的得着他的基业。
Imagine a mantle of praise.
想象了这个赞美衣
instead of spirit of fainting.
而不是呢悲哀的。
You know, we faint because we lose our strength, we lose our consciousness.
忧伤呢，因为我们失去了我们的信心了。
But God don't want you to be like that.
但是神不要你这样。
He wants you to receive.
他要你领受。
So that all the comfort you need in Zion will be given to you.
直到一切你在锡安所需要的安慰，神这时候赐给你。
Gladness instead of heaviness.
你要有这个喜乐油代替悲哀。
And this group of people are not just church members.
这一群人不单单是会友而已。
They are the oak of righteousness.
他们好像是公义树这样。
The planting of the Lord.
是神所栽的。
You know God plants us in different places.
神把我们栽在不同的地方。
Because He wants to stop the advancement of the devil.
因为他要拦阻呢魔鬼的前进。
You know in the devil moves with as many as he can get.
魔鬼呢，要夺取的一切，他能够尽他所能夺取的。
It may be young people, it may be old people, it may be woman, it could be man.
可能老人或者是少年呢，是男或者女的。
That's why we got to bring them to Zion. Don't bring them to the wrong place.
所以我们必须呢，把这些人带到西安，不要带他去错误的地方。
Sometimes very good people are sitting in dying churches.
有时候呢，很好的人呢，但是却坐在呢啊，要将死的教会。
You know, the sentence of death is upon them.
那死亡啊，好像的这死刑的判断。
This oak of righteousness will become the planting of the Lord. God can plant them anywhere, everywhere, and they'll be able to do an excellent job according to 61.
这个公益树呢，神可以把他们栽在不同的地方，他们可以做一些啊，很出众的工事工。
Let's read verse 4-5.
让我们读呢第四节跟第五节。
And then I'll read to you verse 7.
然后我再给你读第七节。
4-5-6.They will rebuild the ancient ruins.
他们必修造已久的荒场。
They will raise up former devastations.
建立先前荒凉之处。
They will repair the ruined cities.
重修历代荒凉之城。
The desolation of many generations.
那些呢，历代荒凉之城。
Strangers will stand up and pasture your flock.
然后呢，外人必起来。
Foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers.
外邦人必做你们耕种田地的。
But you will be called the priests of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God.
你们要称为耶和华的祭司，人必称你们为我们神的仆役。
You will eat the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast.
你们必吃用了列国的财物，应得他们的荣耀之光。
What an amazing God that we serve.
我们所侍奉的神是何等奇妙。
Because of what happened in Him is a pattern for us in Isaiah 61.
这个神所做的呢，就是。给我们在以赛亚六十一章这个模式发生在我们身上。
Who are the ones who are going to build?
谁要来建造呢
？Not the ones who are still being blessed.
不是那些还是继续领受祝福的。
You still stay in the milk of God's word.
你还是啊，好像继续吃那些灵奶这样。
You cannot reach out and get solid food.
你们不能够吃那些固体的食物。
Because solid food is for the mature.
因为是固体的食物呢，是给那些成熟的基督徒。
But Isaiah 61 is a template.
但是以赛亚历史是一张叫这个蓝图。
How God can come in His fullness and change our emptiness.
神怎样呢？可以完全的降临，改变我们的空虚。
How God can take us to become living to our full potential in verse 4, then they will rebuild the ancient ruins.
神怎样可以带领我们发挥完全的潜能？在第四节，他们必修造已久的荒场。
In verse 1, you have me.
第一节讲到我。
Then in verse 2, you have.
第二节讲到了。
We have they.
讲到他们。
Verse 4, then they will build, they will raise up, they will repair.
他们必建造，他们必建立，他们必重修。
And then in verse.
然后。
Verse 11.
在第十一节。
He said the earth, for as the earth adorns herself with, sorry, for as the earth brings forth its straw, as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up.So the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations.
田地怎样使白骨发芽，颜值怎样使所种的发生，主耶和华必照样使公义和赞美在万民中发出。
Let God change your heart, change your mind, change your lifestyle.
让神改变你的心意，改变你的生活。
Because that is the key that opens the door.
因为这是打开门的钥匙。
When preparation meets opportunity,
当然我们准备好遇到机会的时候，
there is a possibility for high impact.
就是有可能呢带出震撼力。
That you'll be seen as being champions.
然后你会被看见的，看为是个冠军。
I believe those who come into Zion will begin to experience more and more the freedom.
那些来到西安的，他们会经历到了更多的释放
，the liberty,
更多的自由。
So there's a place to come to.
所以你们来到一个地方。
In chapter 12 of Hebrews,
在希伯来书的第十二章
呢， says that Jesus is the beginning of faith and the author of faith.
耶稣是我们的信心的创始成终的主。
We have to fix our eyes on him.
所以我们的眼目要专注于耶稣。
And we have to fix our ears to what he is saying.
我们要专注于我们耳朵聆听他所讲的。
So that we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit and find out our place of assignment.
所以让我们可以跟圣灵一起同工，找到我们的使命的地方。
So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
所以主耶和华的灵在我身上。
Then they come to Zion. Then they.
然后他们来到西安，他们呢？
Then they,
他们
and then the Bible says finally all the nations of the world.
然后最后圣经讲到了万国
So what needs to happen is this.
所以所要发生的就是呢,
All that God has given to you is your life.
一切神所赐给你的就是属于你的生命。
It's not teaching.
不是教导。
I've not learned it, I lived it.
我不是学习，我要活出来。
I didn't learn by hearing.
我不是借着聆听来学习。
But I learned by living and dying every day in Christ.
我是借着在基督里面每天死，钉死在十字架上，然后每天活出来。
And death works in me, life works in you.
然后死在我里面运作，然后生命在你们生命在你们运作。
Because you want to equalize everybody out.
因为我们每一个人，让我们每一个人都能够平等。
How?
怎样呢？做得到呢
？How does that happen?
他怎样做得到呢
？Because the Spirit of God is upon me.
因为耶和华的灵在我身上。
So if you follow the Lord Jesus to Zion,
如果我们跟随主耶稣来到锡安
，What's going to happen is that the quality of our people will change.
会发生什么事情呢？我们会有的数字将要改变。
Because when Zion manifests is a merger of the church unusual.
因为当锡安彰显的时候，乃是呢
with the spiritual dimensions added to it.
不寻常的教会跟这个属灵的层面能够相异的开始。
So you must be ready.
所以你要预备好。
You must know what to do.
你必须知道要做什么。
I'm going to give you four or five things that you can do.
我要给你四五个点呢，你可以做的。
So that you can enter into a new plane.
直到你可以进入一个完全新的境界。
New sense of boldness.
一个新的勇气的地方，勇敢的地方。
I'm telling you, you will have courage like no other person.
你会有这样的勇气。
You will be strong and courageous.
你会刚强壮胆。
You can walk with lions and not be scratched and destroyed.
你可以呢，能够对付这些狮子跟熊啊，而不被他们毁灭。
In verse 7 is the key.
第七节呢，就是他钥匙了。
Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion.
你们必得加倍的好处，代替所受的羞辱。
And instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion.
分中所得的喜乐呢，必代替所受的凌辱。
Therefore, when possess a double portion in their land, everlasting joy will be theirs.
在境内必得加倍的产业，永远之乐必归于你们。
God is giving us an opportunity.
神给你们这个机会。
To start moving in the spiritual dimension.
开始在属灵的层面来应
许。Because heaven is pulsating with revelations.
因为整个天堂的充满了震动，还有启示。
And the balls of fire are ready to come upon your life.
然后这些火球呢，要降临在我们的生命。
And when the oil comes, it knows to whom it should go.
然后当这火球由来临到的时候，它知道要临到谁那里。
The ball will all know the same size.
那些火球呢，还是不同啊大小的。
For some, they need 40 gallons.
有些需要呢40加仑大。
Some need 1 liter.
有些只是需要一个加仑。
But he will distribute according to what you need.
但是他会借着你们的需要而分配给你们。
So that you will never have to say, I need to do this.
所以你不需要说呢，你不会说我需要这样做。
Because God is going to fulfill it before you ask, He's going to answer.
但是你还没有祈求的时候，神已经垂听了你的祷告。
Before you call on His name, He is going to answer.
当你还没有呼求他的名的时候，他已经在垂听你了。
Not only answer your prayer, but show you things that He is beginning to do.
不单单垂听你的祷告，让你看到呢他要做的东西。
And set eternity in your heart.
把这永恒的设定在你的心中。
What an amazing day we live.
我们所活的日子是何等的奇妙。
And what an amazing Holy Spirit that we believe in.
我们所相信的圣灵是何等的奇妙啊。
The Holy Spirit is going to fill us with dominant anointings.
圣灵要用这个做头的恩膏充满我们。
Meaning that the anointing that really formed us and shaped us will become manifested.In our lives.
就是那个塑造我们的恩膏呢，要真正的在我们的生命被彰显出来。
Jacob was very clever when he started to rise up as a teenager.
雅各呢，刚刚开始成长的时候呢，是自己很
聪明的。He was very shrewd.
他是很狡猾的。
So what happened one day? The elder brother came and said, "Look, boy, I need some food to eat. I'm so hungry, I could die."
有一天，他哥哥来跟他说呢，哎，我很饿了，我需要些食物吃。
You know, I walked with people and fellowship with people.
我跟那些人呢一起的团契。
And this portion about eating has never changed.
但是这个改吃东西的东西还没有改变。
Some people will sit on the table very hungry.
有一些人呢，坐在桌子那边呢。
The other will sit on the at a table very hungry. This one is not hungry at all.
有些人坐在饭桌那边呢，有些人饿，有些却不饿。
And you put the two of them together, they never get any job done.
然后你把这两个，一个饿，一个不饿的人放在一起呢。
Order small.
他们就不能够。
And they like it so much, they want order again.
有些人呢喜欢吃多多，有些人却吃少少。
There's a culture.
这就是文化。
Around us.
在我们周遭的。
That not force us, but use us to be part of the solution.
是啊，那好像呢。直到我们成为呢，解决方法的一部分。
Like、when you ask your children,
如果你问你孩子
，What would you like to eat? Anything?
你喜欢吃什么？什么都可以，随便啊。
I'll tell them, is it, what about grass? What about sticks and stones and twigs?
随便是什么意思呢？是不是吃草啊？吃石头啊
？Then they will say you all kinds of stuff.
然后他们就会讲哦，要吃什么东西了。
But please remember, God wants you to.Understand a double portion of the Spirit is going to break out in your life.
神要你知道了，这个双倍的东西呢，要开始在我们生命彰显。
So we start with the core group, double portion. They will receive a double portion.
所以我们从的啊这个核心领导组织开始，我们要领受双倍的。
Double portion speaks about sonship.
双倍的讲到什么呢？叫做神儿女。
Only the firstborn son receives double portion.
只有那个头生的长子呢，能够领受双倍的。
So God wanted to bring this dimension of double capacity upon their own life.
所以神要你们领受啊，这个双倍的在你的生命。
So instead of you being ashamed, you will have double portion.
你不再被羞辱，你要领受的是加倍的好处。
So when anybody persecute you,
若任何人逼迫你
，anybody try to hurt you,
任何人要尝试要伤害你
，hurt your feelings,
是吧？伤害你的感觉
，and hurt and abuse you.
然后或者是要来啊威胁你。
You can say I'm ready for a double portion.
你可以说呢，我准备好要领受双倍的。
You don't want to live like this.
因为你不要活，继续活出旧的
生命。You want to live like the firstborn son.
你要活出呢，就好像长子这样的生命。
So you receive a double portion as firstborn.
所以呢，作为长子，领受双倍的好处。
And then you go back to your church to minister to them.
然后你回到你的教会来侍奉他们。
Then they will possess a double portion.
然后他们也会得着双倍的。
With their portion, so you give your church their portion.
所以你给教会他们的属于他们的。
And then the Bible says that they will begin to share it with others.
然后他们会彼此的分享。
And bless others.
祝福彼此。
And equip others.
然后装备彼此。
So that the Spirit of God can give them a double portion also.
所以神的圣灵呢，会也给他们也是双倍的。
I want you to know that we are living in a very special day.
我也知道呢，我们活的日子是很特别的。
Where heaven is invading the earth,
当天堂要进入地上
，like the days of heaven on earth,
比好像天堂的日子临到地上。
But you must also remember there's an avalanche of deception coming across the world.
你要知道呢，也是有那个蒙大大的欺骗的灵呢在全地。
I have seen demonic powers.
我看见这些邪灵的能力。
Walking through the corridors of power.
他们呢走进了那能力的这个。
That the men were not just men, they were demonized.
他们的整个人呢，都是被这邪灵所受到鬼服了。
One of the worst leaders was demonized.
最糟糕的领袖呢，就是受到鬼服的。
His name was King Saul.
他的名字叫啊扫罗王。
The Bible says he died. His son died. All of them died in the war.
他们整个家庭啊，孩子啊，都在战争中啊死去了。
I want to encourage you today.
今天我要鼓励你们。
This is a new day.
今天是新的日子。
While it's still a new day.
当还是新的日子的
时候。The time will not always be on favorable sides.
其实时间呢，不是每一次的都站在我们这
边。What if the church sees themselves in an unfavorable light of the government?
当教会要看到呢，啊，这个每次得到这政府的不得到政府的恩宠。
The moment you breathe, they're suspicious.
每一次当你讲一些东西的时候，他们就怀疑了。
The moment you do something important, they become threatened.
你做一些很重要的东西、举动的时候，他们好像受到威胁这样。
When you have insecurity,
他们就是这种的不安全感。
Good governance and administration cannot be possible.
这样的话呢，这样的不安全感，好的政府怎么可能呢
？So how many want to stay with him in the spirit？
所以多少人要跟神一起的啊，在灵里面
？How many of us want to stay in this manner？
多少人要活在灵里面
？So that when we are touched by Zion，
所以当我们被锡安所触摸
，and remade and remolded，
重新的被神塑造
，redesign，
这设计
，we are going to build the house，
我们就要建立神的家
，we are going to rebuild ancient ruins，
我们要建立荒凉之地。
Raise up former devastations.
我们建造呢这个荒凉之城。
Repair the ruined cities.
重修了历代荒凉之城、凄凉之处。
That's why things are going to change.
所以呢，东西会改变。
Things that many generations they had before, we don't have it now.
之前呢，很多时代都没有了，现在我们之前没有的。
The older people trust in the older automate them.
啊，老一辈的人呢，啊，相信他们以前旧的科技。
You may be familiar, but they were familiar with what they had in their day, in their time.
在他们那一代啊，那个是他们所拥有的那种科技。
Sometimes it lost its relevance.
但是呢，这个有时候的旧科技不实际的。
Please don't laugh. Let me share you this testimony.
那我给你一个见证，你们不要笑哦。
I went about 2 days ago. I went to look at my all my notes when I was young.
那两天前呢，我去看呢，我年轻时候写的那些笔记。
And they were typewritten.
那个时候他是用打字机打出来的。
You want to do it? You have to scan it into the computer and get it all organized in that way.
你要重新整理呢，你要把它呢扫描，啊，然后放在你的电脑里面。
To check and see to what was relevant in those days is relevant now.
然后你要看呢，之前呢，啊，那个时代世纪的东西，现在还是不是世纪。
Because of what you did.
因为你所做的。
And how the Holy Spirit teach you.
圣灵讲教导你。
So what he teach you, you can teach your sons, the sons, when you have the Spirit and the Word.
神所教导你的，还有圣灵，还有他的话语，你可以教导你的下一代，你的孩子。
Let me this evening share with you 5 very important things.
让我跟你讲呢，啊，五个很重要的东西。
They will bring God's presence down in your life.
会把神的同在带进你的生命。
The favor of God will be upon your life.
神的恩宠会临到你。
I'm speaking to you in faith. Please respond.
我用信心的来跟你们宣讲。
That the hand of God can be upon your lives.
让神的恩宠可以临到你们。
In a very special way.
用特别的方式。
Because this is your time, your hour.
因为这是你们的时刻。
One of the first things we got to engage in.
其中一件事情我们要进入的
prayer invades the impossible, making possible the impossible.
就是祷告呢，直到不可能的变成祷告，变成可能。
Prayer
祷告
invades the impossible.
能够倾注不可能的境界
，making possible the impossible.
直到不可能的变成可能。
I believe by the Spirit of God.
我借着神的圣灵，我相信。
Our church will be known for its prayer power.
我们的教会呢，将会充满了祷告的能力。
If you of all the things that the disciples saw Jesus doing.
一切门徒看耶稣所做的
and as you look at the other disciples of John,
他们看到了约翰的门徒
they told Jesus, please teach us how to pray.
他们就问请求耶稣说主啊你教导我们祷告
because every time Jesus went into prayer and he came out, he was a different man.
因为每一次当耶稣进入祷告他出来的时候他是不一样的人
he seems to know.
他知道
He seems to be stronger.
他看起来好像更加刚强了。
He seems to be able to hold the resistance off.
看起来更加能够抗拒那些压力啊。
The power of prayer is underestimated by the church.
所以祷告的大能呢，很多时候呢被教会低估了。
You know, even when we get to heaven, prayer does not cease until Jesus returns.
就算呢我们去到天堂了，祷告也不会停止。
The prayer of the saints behind the altar.
圣徒的祷告在祭坛那里。
And the Bible said their voice is crying out so loud so that God has to answer the prayer.
他们的声音的呼求这样大声，使神呢必须垂听他们的祷告。
Prayer is a powerful force.
祷告是大有能力的。
Get together with people who are like-minded and pray for the same thing. When 2 or 3 agrees, I will be in the midst of them and I will do it.
主说呢，当两个、三个聚在一起的时候，我必在他们当中，然后垂听他们的祷告。
Two or three witnesses.
两个三个见证人。
Two or three companions of prayer.
两个三个人喜欢祷告的。
If you can pray together,
如果你可以一起祷告。
You can pray through,
你可以一起祷告。
You are blessed.
你是得到祝福的。
Because it's hard to get a good prayer person that equalizes with you.
因为很难找到了一个祷告的能够跟你平等的那种。
But the prayer also has habit to hit the supernatural.
但是祷告呢，也可以触摸到超自然的。
The more you begin to pray,
你祷告的更多。
The more supernatural you feel,
更多你会感受到超自然的事情发生。
Because you're building on the most holy faith.
因为乃是建立在呢神圣的信心上。
While you pray in tongues,
当你用方言祷告的
时候，God is going to give to us supernatural weapons of warfare.
是要给我们超自然的这征战的武器。
So that the days of heaven and earth will come.
直到天堂的日子临到地上。
And we can push back the powers of the enemy.
能够呢。转离一切仇敌的力量
destroy their advances,
然后摧毁他们的前进
and save our people,
然后拯救我们的人
May God bless us,
求神祝福我们
as we understand what prayer is all about.
让我们明白了祷告是什么
Chapter 4 of Acts,
使徒行传的第四章
that God shows us the prayer power,
神的让我们看见了祷告的能力
is the power that drove the church,
乃是呢能够使得教会
to the nations of the world,
能够把教会带到世界各国
and the people's lives will change.
然后看到人们的生命改变
It's so important.
是很重要的
Acts chapter 4
使徒行传第四章
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
This is amazing because when they prayed, the whole place was shaken.
当他们祷告的时候呢，整个地都遭到震动了。
You know, it's not that I want to see what is being shaken.
我要看见，不是说我要看见东西被震动。
You know, God wants to take the church in a powerful way. He's going to give us powerful tools.
神要会充满能力，他会给我们的这个大有能力的工具。
It's impossible to destroy an advancing enemy.
不可能的啊，摧毁仇敌的前进。
When we have no weapons of warfare.
如果我们没有了真正的武器。
Acts 4.
使徒行传的第四章。
Verse 23.
二十三节开始。
But when they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted up their voice in one accord and said, O Lord, it is you who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in it, by which you spoke through the Holy Spirit through the mouth of the father David, saying, Why did the Gentiles rage? Why did the people devise futile things?And the kings of the earth took their stand. Their rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel. 28. To do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur.
在二十三节开始呢，二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合意地高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算希望的事？世上的君王一起起来，京城也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。”
The people didn't like him.
人们不喜欢他们。
Stood against him.
他们要抵挡他。
Nations after nation, Gentile nations after nation.
外邦这些外邦人和这些国民。
Even God's people, the people of Israel.
就是属神的以色列子民。
The Gentiles.
外邦人。
Pontius Pilate.
本丢毕拉多。
King Herod.
希律王。
No matter what they have planned.
不论他们计划了什么。
Will only fit into what you have planned all the.
只能够成就神手和他意志所预定的事。
In God in foresight.
神已经预。意见看到
prepare your future.
预备了我们的未来。
Even your future wife or future husband or future family member.
未来的妻子或者丈夫，未来的
家庭成员。God made the plans.
神已经为你预备好了。
God is going to do an amazing work to raise up good, strong relationships.
神要兴起呢很刚强的关系。
Every good church is built on honorable relationships.
每个好的教会呢，都建立在呢很尊荣的关系上。
If we want to grow our church, we must become stronger and stronger in good relationship.
如果使到教会成长呢，我们必须在彼此的关系上更加的刚强。
And know how to protect yourself from fear.
懂得怎样保护你自己不受惧怕。
From pride.
不受这些恐惧的。
And that we are not bound by what we see.
不论我们所看见的，我们不会呢害怕。
Or what we hear.
我们所听到的。
We only are bound.
我们只是
受到。And obligated to what we know in the spirit.
我们只是要行出我们在灵里面所知道的。
So when they got released from the prison,
所以当他们被见到被放出来的时候呢
，and after they've been beaten,
他们被打了之后
，they came back to their friends.
他们回到他们的朋友那里去。
They went to their own friends, companions.
他们回到他们自己的伙伴那里。
Prayer partners are very important.
所以呢，祷告的伙伴是很重要的。
Not they should not become soulish and become stuck with one another and indulgent with one another, but prayer is power.
所以祷告呢，必有能力。
God is going to put that back into your life.
神要把祷告的能力放回你的
身上。Stretch your hands forward this morning.
今天早上。
Father, I pray for the spirit of prayer.
天父，我祷告呢，祷告的灵。
To come upon our churches.
临到我们的教会。
So that we invade the impossible.
使我们可以做不可能的东西。
And make possible the impossible.
使不可能的变成可能的。
Great faith.
大的信心。
Will manifest.
将要释放。
Great signs and wonders will begin to take place.
大的神迹奇事将要发生。
Through the hands of the apostles.
借着使徒的手。
And everyone kept feeling a sense of awe.
每个人都感受到敬畏神的心。
Because he manifests and he disappears, he manifests and disappears.
因为呢，他彰显了他自己。
At different points of your journey.
在你的那个旅程。
God is in charge.
神在掌权。
I say he's in control.
我说他在掌权。
He is the one who can keep everything at bay and see and still laugh at his enemies.
他可控制着一切呢，一切都在他的掌控之下。
God is good to us.
神对我们是好的。
I say he's going to teach us how to pray.
他会教导我们讲祷告。
Take the 15 steps in Romans chapter 8.
在那罗马书的第八章，怎样祷告。
So that we can finish what God has called us to finish.
让我们可以完成神要我们完成的。
A new company of people flourish.
新一群的人呢，
叫 mature,
成熟成长。
Were sold out.
将完全的献身。
Whose heart is connected to the purposes of God.
他们的心意呢，乃是要完成神的旨意。
The first key to enter into the spirit world.
第一件钥匙呢，能够进入
into the dimensions of heaven.
能够进入天堂的层面的。
Is to be able to pray.
就是能够祷告。
Pray in such a way.
你要这样的祷告。
In verse 28, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur.
第二十八节呢，讲到呢，能够行你成就你手和你意志所一定必有的事。
And now, Lord, take note of the threats and that your bond servant may speak your word with confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy Son Jesus.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.Begin to speak the word of God with boldness.
三十一节祷告完了，会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
This is how the fresh move of God will begin.
这是怎样神的新的运行开始
？Because we are in prayer.
因为他们在祷告。
We speak the word.
他们宣告出神的话。
We prophesy the word.
他们呢发出预言。
We keep declaring the word.
不断宣告神的话。
The word gets stronger and stronger within us, but they want to attack us. Doesn't matter. We are just going to continue the way we are.
这个话语呢在你们里面更加刚强，虽然外面受到攻击，不要紧，我们还是继续做下去。
And the Bible says the congregation of those who believe were together.One heart, one soul.
他们乃是一心一意的送圣徒聚集在一起。
And not one of them claimed that the common anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them.
没有一人说他的东西有他一样是自己的，都是大家共用。
So great power came upon the apostles.
所以使徒大有能力。
And they were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
见证主耶稣复活。
Prayer.
祷告
is our first arrow.
乃是我们第一个箭头。
You got to hit it hard.
我们要很大力的击打。
You got to hit it strong.
然后大力的击打。
You got to hit it with the masses.
你们要不断的击打。
When one person prays is one thing.
一个人祷告是一回事。
If 300 people begin to pray.
如果300人开始祷告。
400 people begin to pray.
400个人开始祷告。
You know what an amazing story we will have to tell.
告诉你们会有很奇妙的故事。
Because God, not by mind, not by power, but by His Spirit, He will do His finish His assignment.
因为乃是借着他的圣灵呢，他要帮助我们完成他的使命。
You know, the Queen of Scotland was so afraid of John Knox because his prison is below the palace.
那个苏克兰女王呢，很害怕这个圣徒 John Knox， 因为他的王宫呢，乃是建立在监牢的上面。
In the middle of the night, when John Knox began to pray,
在夜晚的时候，但是 John Knox 在监牢开始祷告。
She became so afraid, she started screaming.
那个苏克兰女王啊，就很害怕了，开始呼喊叫了。
The power of prayer must return to the church.
所以呢，祷告的能力必须回到教会。
A prayerless church is a Christless church.
一个没有祷告的教会呢，缺少祷告的教会就是一个没有基督的教会。
A prayerless church.
一个缺少祷告的教会
is a defeated church.
乃是一个失败的教会。
Because you can take.Prayer into any domain and any dimension.
因为你可以祷告呢，放在另不同的领域、不同的层面。
Before you start a meeting, after you close the meeting,
你还没有开始聚会，你聚会过后
，you may be using prayer just as in not in the powerful way that we're talking about.
你可能呢啊，不是大大的使用了，不认识的祷告的大能啊。
It's not about simple prayer. It's about prayer with rhema.
不是讲到了普通简单的祷告，乃是用雷马话语的祷告。
Combining the prayer and the prophetic together，
乃是呢把祷告还有先知性的话语
So that prayer will be different。
这样的祷告是不同的。
We not only pray for ourselves, we pray for our persecutors。
我们不单单为我们祷告，我们为我们逼迫我们的人祷告。
While you extend your hand to heal, signs and wonders take place。
当你呢啊在医治伸出医治的手的时候，神迹奇事就开始发生。
They leave the problem with God because He's the answer。
因为他们知道神就是答案。
Something supernatural is going to happen.
所以呢，超自然的事情将要发生。
Prayer power will return.
这祷告能力要大大的彰显。
A people movement empowered by prayer.
人群的运动呢，借着祷告的能力推动。
It's about to break into planet Earth.
要开始呢，在这个地上。
People are going to stop calling themselves by denominational names.
人们不再称为自己的属于任何的宗派了。
Because they're going to know that Psalm 133 cannot be fulfilled with a professional group or people who are not.Team players.
因为诗篇一百三十三篇呢不能够成就，如果每个人都各自为政，没有做一个团队。
We must allow the Holy Spirit to bring prayer back into the church.
所以必须引起圣灵呢，把祷告呢带回教会。
And pray and push.
用祷告。
And see how they do it.
看他们怎样做。
So that you can take it back in your life and have power in prayer.
所以你的生命呢要得着这个祷告的能力。
And all things will fall in place.
然后一切呢，
your needs will be met.
你的需要得到供应。
Your life will be changed.
你的生命会改变。
Your desires will change.
你的心意也会改变。
All good things will God not withhold from those who love Him.
一切好的事情，神都不会保留给那些爱他的人。
Good, great,
好，更好。
Glorious,
还有更荣耀。
I'm telling you, God is about to take your life to the next level so that you can live strong in the power of prayer.
神要把你的生命带到更高的阶层，使到你可以带有能力，借着祷告的生命而活。
Number two, worship around the throne brings the kingdom manifestation.
第二点呢，啊，这围绕着宝座的敬拜，就把神的宝同在带下来。
Sometimes people have so many things to do on one Sunday morning that they cut short on prayer.
有时候在一个礼拜天早上很多东西要做，所以缩短祷告的时间。
Everything supernatural.
然后一切那些超自然的事情。
So they do the natural.
他们只是做啊自然的东西。
If you do the natural, it's very easy because you don't have to worry about this and that the other.
做自然东西很容易啊，不需要担心这个担心那个。
But if you seek a friendly church,
如果你是要讨人喜悦的教会，
you won't have the power to change the world.
没有能力能改变世界。
You won't have power to change your elders and leaders.
没有能力要改变的领袖还有长老。
Because you don't have power to change lives.
因为没有能力改变生命。
One of the first things that the Lord said to me,
其中一件事情神对我说的，
seek me for the power to heal and to change lives.
你要寻求我呢，要得着呢医治还有改变生命的能力。
That's where the power is.
这是祷告。就是这个能力在那里。
In Revelation chapter 4,
在启示录的第四章，
worship,
敬拜。
Worship the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength.
全心全意全力的来敬拜神。
Revelation chapter 4,
启示录的第四章。
I want you to keep this in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, because when we come back again,
我的心中呢记得这个章节。
When the whole church is assembled,
当整个教会在集合的时候，
you have more angels and church members.
我们有更多天使，多过教会会有。
So the Lord spoke to me.
所以神对我说，
we'll have more members than we'll have more angels than members.
哦，我们在这里的天使呢
because the assignment God given to us is to be completed in the supernatural.
因为神要给我们使命呢，要有借着超自然能力能够完成。
Revelation chapter 4,
启示录第四章
verse 1,
第一节。
I'll be in a minute. Chapter 4, verse 1,
第一节。
Can you have a look at your own Bible?
你可以读你自己的圣经。
And after these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things."
此后呢，我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
After these things.
这些事情过后，
it means the church age.
就是讲到属于教会的时代。
The Bible says when the church age comes to a final end,
就是教会时代来到终结。
God will open up the windows of heaven.
神要打开天窗。
And the Bible says specifically that it was behold a door open, standing open in heaven.
清楚的看见呢，在天上有门开了。
And this is what's going to happen.
这就是所要发生的。
God loves those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
神爱那些用心灵诚实敬拜他的人。
He's going to give us new type of musicians.
他要给我们的新的音乐团队。
New way of singing.
新的唱歌方式。
Presenting to Him worship that changes our life.
能够呈现给了这个敬拜改变我们生命的。
And that's why we got to meet the one who's sitting on the throne.
所以我们遇见那坐在宝座上的神。
Because when He said, "Come up, I'll show you." What must take place after these things?
他说呢，你上到我这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Sometimes heaven is open.
有时候天堂被打开。
For you to push through.
已经被打开给你了。
Sometimes you think it's your own prayer power.
有时候你以为呢是你自己祷告的能力。
But Michael and his angels were the one who stood against the devil and his angels.
但是呢，天使麦克呢跟他的众天使们。
So church life is going to change drastically because supernatural power.Is going to be made available through the acts of assignments of angels.
所以超自然能力呢，乃是借着因为天使的活动而开始发生。
How many of you believe that? You believe that?
多少人相信吗？你相信吗
？Because the last days they are not staying in heaven; they are coming down.
因为末后的日子，他们没有在天上了，他们要来临到地上。
War will be on the earth.
那个征战要在地上。
So you will sit up and see all that I will show you.
所以你要看见我要指示给你的一切所要发生的。
So simply spoken,
所以说出来。
This angel that called on John,
这个天使啊，呼叫这第二汉的天使
，to give him a foresight,
让他看见
of what will take place,
所会发生的
in the future,
在未来的。
God wants to get you ready. That's why He sends you prophets.
神要你预备好了，所以他差遣先知到你那里去。
Prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight.
预备神的道路，修直他的道路。
Turn from your wicked ways.
所以你要不啊，要悔改。
Because the Lord whom you seek will suddenly appear in the temple.
因为你所寻求的神呢，忽然间在圣殿会出现。
Immediately in verse 2, I was in the Spirit.
第二节，我立刻被圣灵感动。
When heaven calls, you have to be ready.
当天堂呼召你的时候，你必须准备好。
I say when heaven calls, you got to get ready.
所以当天堂呼召你的时候，你必须预备好。
Because when God starts His war against the enemy,
因为当神跟他的敌人征战的时候
，it's coming from up down.
他是从上头临到地上。
And we are God's battle axe.
我们乃是神的征战的武器。
To push back the work of the enemy.
推倒一切仇敌的力量。
So I pray that worship will become stronger and stronger.
所以祷告了，这敬拜要变得更加刚强。
You can find a lot of teaching in John chapter 4 about worship.
约翰福音的第四章教导了很多关于敬拜。
God is spirit.
神是个灵。
Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
那些敬拜他呢，必须用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
And God is giving us an opportunity.
神给我们这个机会。
By putting these pictures in the Bible.
把这个图画放在圣经里面。
These lessons in the Bible.
这个课程。
So that we do not feel inferior to the first century Christians.
所以呢，你对呢那个第一时代的。
We have the best opportunity now
我们不会感到
to receive our dominant anointing.
这个时候呢，我们有最好的机会领受我们做头的恩膏。
Dominant anointing is anointing that makes you have dominion.
做头的恩膏代表呢，我们能够掌权在每一个领域。
There's breaker's anointing.
就是突破的恩膏。
That means it hits and hits and hits and hits until it breaks down.
就是不断的击打，击到它突破。
The walls of the enemy collapse.
然后呢，敌人的城墙要倒塌。
I believe you must be ready.
所以呢，你们要准备好。
There must be no opportunity missed.
你不要失去任何的机会。
Because sin can take opportunity.
因为呢，罪恶能够夺去机会。
Over our lives.
在我们的生命。
And deceive us.
还有蒙骗呢。
But the light of revelation.
然后呢，启示的灵。
Will continue to increase within us.
在我们里面会继续的增加。
In closing, let me say this: worship exalts the sovereign God and bring kingdom down.
然后呢，这个敬拜会把神的国度带下来。
We must fix our eyes.
我们必须专注。
On the greatness of God.
以神的伟大。
On the bigness, not the bigness of our problem.
不是我们的问题几大了，是神的。
You must know that God is always on the throne.
你必须知道神不断的真的是坐在他宝座上。
He's not abdicated it.
他没有离开过。
To rejoice is to be foolish.
所以我们不要做
了。God is always on the throne.
神不是乃是在他宝座上。
He never abdicates it for anything.
他不离开为了任何。
And God will also recruit you in His army.
神也要呼召你呢，成为他军队的一部分。
He give you rightful place in your heart. He will act accordingly.
他给你一个对的地位。
Amazing days are coming.
奇妙日子将来到。
When you worship the Father in spirit and truth.
当你用心灵诚实敬拜天父的时候。
And especially the worship around the throne.
尤其是在宝座
Because you exalt him. Your songs must mean so much to you.
这个诗歌呢，要对人家来讲很大的意义。
Tears will flow easily.
那个眼泪就很容易流出来了。
Love will flow strongly.
对神的爱很容易的流露出来。
Discernment.
然后你能够分辨诸理。
Let's stand to our feet right now.
这时候让我们一起站立。
I'm telling you, you and I must get ready to worship.
你告诉你们要准备好敬拜。
In spirit and in truth.
用心灵跟诚实。
The worship of idols are wrong.
然后敬拜偶像是错的。
Worship means worth, W-O-R-T-H, worthship, S-H-I-P.
他是配得我们的敬拜。
How much is he worth?
他配得多少
？That you should lay down a life like this.
他为我们舍上了生命。
How much is he worth?
他配得多少
？The Bible says he paid the full price.
他为我们付上了这个代价。
That means he settled it once and for all.
然后他为我们成就了这一切。
No going back to take loans.
不要再回头看。
You don't have to go back to take loan because God will do everything according to the.Faith in your heart and your obedience to the Spirit.
你不用再回去贷款了，因为神呢借着他的你的信心，还有你对圣灵的顺服，神要供应给你。
Lift your hands and
举起你的手来。
Father, I pray right now that revelation will flow into their hearts.
这波祷告启示呢要流入他们的生命。
That every man and every woman,
每个男男女女
at the sound of my voice,
听到我的声音的
will begin to prepare themselves,
要开始准备他们自己
for prayer power,
为了得着祷告的大能
prophetic alert.
还有呢，先知性的觉醒。
Worship around the throne，
在宝座的环绕的敬拜。
The throne worship，
在宝座旁边的敬拜。
The throne worship will dethrone the enemy，
然后在宝座的敬拜呢，只有使到敌人被击倒。
Because they will have no more strength to hold you back，
因为他们这边有能力来捆绑我们呢。
They will not do what they can do，
他们不能够做他们要做的。
Because they've been arrested，
因为他们已经受到逮捕。
They've been bound。
他们受到捆绑。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣
名。Father, I pray for all nation sanctuary that your hand will be strong upon them and train them, equip them in the 7 months they've been allotted.
天父，我祷告了，你要装备万国圣殿，使他们被训练好来准备呢，你所给他们的七个眼。
Let the church rise up.
让教会兴起。
To destroy the work of the enemy and extend your kingdom.
摧毁了仇敌的力量，扩展你的国度。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
我祷告奉耶稣的圣
名。That every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认。
The fear of man will be broken.
那惧怕人的心呢，将被破除。
The fear of lack will be broken.
惧怕缺乏将被破除。
The fear of failure will take place.
那个惧怕失败了也要被破除。
Lord, I thank you right now.
真的感谢你。
That your people will become so sensitive to what you're doing and saying.
你的子民呢，将对你所说的要做的很敏感。
There will be a people movement.
将会人群行运动。
All our members will just move together.
我们所有的会员一起的行动。
As one unit and begin to swallow up this area and that area and this area and that area.
如同一人的来征战，得胜的又在得胜，在不同领域。
The devil's strategy is to divide and conquer.
魔鬼的战力呢，就是要分裂，然后来占领。
God's strategy is to send the Holy Spirit to work behind the scenes because He will arrest the work of the enemy at the end.
神的策略呢，就差遣了圣灵呢，能够毁灭一切仇敌的作为。
So we bless the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祝福圣灵。
Thank you for coming to us.
感谢圣灵来到我们当中。
Thank you for living in us.
感谢圣灵带领我们。
Thank you for speaking through us.
感谢圣灵跟我们说话。
Lord, we thank you.
所以我们感谢你。
Thank you for that we can hope in our hearts.And not fear.
有这个盼望，我们不再惧怕。
That all that needs to be done will be done.
一切所需要做的
Thank you, Lord.
将要做。感谢神。
Thank you for your hand.
感谢你的恩手。
On all our lives.
在我们的生命。
Because you live, we live also.
因为你活着，我们跟你一起活着。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy the week and just trust God that God will take you to the next level.
享受了这个。
In prayer, in worship.
啊，相信神能带领我们去到更高的阶层。在敬拜跟祷告方面
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你们